Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. I'm Dr. Sean, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Each week, I answer patients' most asked questions about health, mindset, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and lifestyle. To access the show scripts, please visit www.drfrancishealthblog.com, where you can find bonus recipes and all the references related to each show. Also, please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit. We'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. Today's blogcast is Essential Oils 101, all the basics you need to know. Now, the power of essential oils, or EOs, is real. Have you made them part of your everyday life yet? We're going to lay out all the basics so you can get in on this one bandwagon that's here for the long haul. And when you learn about the history of EOs, you'll know that they're not even new. In fact, EOs have been around for centuries. Now, some essential oils come from seeds, while many others are extracted from the leaves of the plant. And because EOs are so highly concentrated, it takes a tremendous amount of plant to produce just 1 ounce of oil. Due to this level of concentration, essential oils are incredibly powerful, so a little bit goes a long way. Now, here are some essential terms you should know. Number one, aromatic. Essential oils are basically the natural aromatic components extracted from seeds, bark, stems, roots, flowers, and other parts of plants. Diffusion is one of the most popular ways to enjoy the aromatic benefits of essential oils. Another term is carrier oil. This refers to a lipid or fat-based liquid used to dilute EOs. Olive, coconut, almond, jojoba, and argan oils are the most common types. And distillation, the process of extracting essential oils from the plant material. Now, there are two ways. Number one is steam distillation. This is one of the most common distillation methods that uses low heat pressurized steam to circulate through plant parts and extract the oils. And the other is cold press distillation. This uses a mechanical process to squeeze essential oils from plant parts and is the most commonly used method for obtaining citrus oils, a classic ingredient in a lot of do-it-yourself household cleaning products. This is to preserve their aromatic bounty. Now, historic essential oils, despite being suddenly catapulted into popularity, essential oils are not a new thing. The ancient Egyptians were among the first to use aromatic essential oils for daily life, and pure EOs were prized and saved for priests and royals. Other ancient societies, such as those in China, Greece, and Rome, used EOs for aromatherapy, illness, and even personal hygiene. Now, the Essential Oil Starter Kit. Are you a newbie to EOs? Here are four of the most popular ones to try first and a few suggested uses. They make great staples in your medicine cabinet too. Number one is tea tree oil. Now, one of the best comes from a company called Melaleuca, and this can be used for soothing, cleansing, and healing. A couple ways you can take it. Number one, you can combine 1 to 2 drops with your preferred facial cleanser or moisturizer for added cleansing properties. You can mix 1 to 2 drops with pure aloe vera gel and apply to skin after shaving. You can use diluted with water and or vinegar as a surface cleaner. I'm going to share a recipe in the blog, so if you visit that, you'll find a link in the podcast here. Check that out. You can add a few drops to a shampoo and massage into the scalp, and you can even use it in your conditioner too. And you might even add a drop to your toothpaste or swish it with water for a quick and easy mouth rinse, but we suggest you don't swallow or ingest. Now, another one is lavender. Lavender is really good for soothing and calming. You can add a few drops to your pillow or bottoms of your feet for a restful night's sleep, or you can use it in an diffuser near your bed. You can apply it topically to heal pimples or skin inflammation, irritation, but be sure to test a drop in your skin to test for sensitivity. Dilution might be required first. And you can soak away stress. You can add a few drops to a warm bath. Another great oil is lemon. This is for cleansing, revitalizing, and uplifting. Now, you can use it to remove gum or glue or any other sticky residues from surfaces. You can use it in a diffuser to purify the air, creating an uplifting and refreshing aroma. And you can even add it to a spray bottle full of water to clean tables, countertops, and other surfaces. Again, that's in the recipe shared on the blog. A fourth great one is peppermint. This is cooling and energizing. Now, you can apply a few drops directly to the skin on the back of your neck to cool off. For a refreshing aroma, diffuse it at night by your bedside. If you're feeling tense, you can rub it on the head and neck for a soothing, calming sensation. You can add it to your shampoo or conditioner for a stimulating and invigorating scalp massage, and you can use it as a natural bug repellent. Other popular ones for beginners are essential oils of frankincense, clove, eucalyptus, clary sage, sweet orange, grapefruit, and even rosemary. Now, applications, skin sensitivity, and ingestion. Essential oils can be used topically, which means you can apply them directly to your skin. You can mix them with carrier oils or mix with other personal care products. You might dilute, and this is a category of essential oils that should be mixed with carrier oil. The carrier oil helps to transport these EOs onto the skin. Neat is another method, and this is a category of essential oils that can be applied topically without dilution because of a chemistry that's considered quite mild. And ingestion. While there may be an indication for internal ingestion of essential oils for therapeutic purposes, many of the ailments that we experience do not need such a heavy dose internally and may be more effectively addressed through inhalation, diffusers, personal inhalers, or tropical applications, salves, massage oils, baths, etc. But be sure to consult a professional aromatherapist before ingesting essential oils. Always make informed choices and do your own research when choosing to use EOs. Now, essential oils are incredibly powerful and serve many purposes for the home and in daily health routines. With some basic knowledge and having a few high-quality oils on hand, you can do it yourself, dozens of homemade products, and enjoy many therapeutic benefits. Thanks so much for tuning in today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.